On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools, empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on 1150 AM KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. And we're live here in the studio, Hubbard Radio. It's the first time in a few weeks I've actually been in studio here with the magician himself who deals with all the technology, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning,
Benny. Hey, Christine. It's like riding a bike. You know that. Just jump right back on it. And happy Seafair weekend to you, too.
Thank you. And I looked at the schedule to make sure we weren't going to have the Seafair,
the Blue Angels. That'll be at 12:55. I got your little schedule right here if you need to update it for everyone else.
Because I know in years past they've gone by and you can actually feel it when they fly by.
That was yesterday. They had a morning routine and an afternoon routine, so they won't be doing that today, but if you want to hang around, you're more than welcome to. Or you probably want to head back north as quickly as you can.
Exactly. You know, I'm really excited about our guest today because, gosh, the title alone of her new book says it all. But before I get into that, I want to tell you a little bit about who she is. We are going to be talking to Yvonne Talley. She is a leader. She does meditation and de-stressing programs for corporations, individuals, and private groups. And she's an NLP master practitioner. She co-founded Poised Incorporated, which is a Pilates and wellness training studio. And she's the founder of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Scarves, which is a charity that provides headscarves to cancer patients. And her book, which has got one of the best titles ever, is called Breaking Up with Busy. And the subtitle is Real Life Solutions for Overscheduled Women. I betcha we've got a whole lot of ears peaked, kind of like, oh, what's going on there? I need to learn about that. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Yvonne Talley. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello. It's great to be with you.
You know, when we heard the title of your book, first of all, this came from New World Library, and we've got a lot of respect. When we get something from Kim Corbin, it's almost always a yes, because they're very particular about who it is they choose to publish. And the fact that your book came from them said a lot. But when we heard the title, it's like, yes, we need this. So I'm wondering, Yvonne, why is it the subtitle is talking about women?
Well, that's a great question. And it's not that just women are busy. Men are busy also, mm-hmm. except women are more busy. We now live in a busy culture, and what's interesting about that is that busy offers us the illusion that not only are we going to run with the elite packs of doers and movers, but that it's going to give us that sense of importance. Mm. And so it's become a culture. There's a lot of layers to it. But if we just look at the stats, women, and that's also been the primary bulk of my business over the last 20-plus years, but we as women are busier for a couple of reasons. Some real core reasons are we have to work longer. We still make about 80 cents on the dollar compared to men. Wow. And 80% of us that are working outside of the home have school-age children, mm-hmm. and we're still doing 80% of what's called non-paid work. So these three concrete, and non-paid work, by the way, is all the mechanics, the nuts and bolts of making life go, uh-huh. doctor's appointments, you know, things that take care of the home fires, so to speak.
Right.
80% of that falls to women. And men, and we can take a page out of their playbook and learn from this, they have about 15% more leisure a week. Not that they have it, they make it. And that turns out to about 40 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. So we, on the other hand, and I'm painting with a broad brush here,
sure.
we have that little thing, it starts with a G, called guilt. And we allow ourselves
to fit that thing,
yeah. Yes. So what I want to convey is that let's drop the guilt and let's open up a big box of permission and allow ourselves not only to create more space and time, but let's self-nurture. Let's begin with that.
Mm-hmm. I think that busy has gotten to be almost a status symbol. It's like if we're not busy, then somehow we feel less than. It didn't used to be this way, did it?
No, it didn't. In fact, I start the book with busy is the new I'm fine. Mm. You know, if we take a look at our culture today, we're all overexposed. And this has a lot to do with technology. So we're in this fishbowl where there's a lot of comparison going around. But if we take a step back and we look how we got here, you know, at one time, the leisure class, and I call leisure the new lazy, boy, don't sit around with your feet up because people are going to say, A, you're not important because you're not busy enough, right. And who? Gosh, I wish I could do that too. But we've kind of turned that leisure class, you know, you go back 40 years, and if you had time off, that meant you had made it. You were successful enough right. that you got into a place where you could take your weekends off, you could leave the office at 5 o'clock every day and have other people doing things. That was the leisure class. That was what made you look and feel successful. Mm-hmm. Well, we have turned that on its head. And now busy is the new look of importance and successful. And so much of this has to do with technology, social media, because mm-hmm. we can play this comparison game. And there's one other thing, too, Christine, and that is that when economics rise, time is seen as more valuable, so we don't want to waste it. So we push as much as we can into it, and that becomes our pace, and we get used to that. It becomes our juice, and we have a really difficult time from extracting ourselves out of that habit, not only because it's a pace that we're used to, but because everybody else that we're sharing our lives with, our reference group, our intimate relationships, all of that is busy, busy, busy. Again, there's a high value to time. Mm-hmm. So you can tell it's a very layered thing, but here we are in the middle of a very busy comparing culture.
Okay, so if busy is the cool thing or the thing that makes us feel acceptable or you know, of value, how are we actually feeling in our busyness?
Well, that's the thing. We're shutting down that space within us about how we feel. And because we are so busy, we're ignoring that. And that's why so many times at the end of the day, you know, you fall into bed and you go, I feel like I didn't have a moment to the day. I feel like I raced around. I feel like I've done X, Y, and Z for everybody, but yet I have this sense that I didn't do anything at all. Mm-hmm. Because your body and your mind are not even connected in the experience. It's just this overload of clutter of doing expectations and this reasoning that we have to be busy to keep up, as I said, with that kind of elite pack of change makers and doers. Right. So it's something that we've set up, and we have to be able to now do exactly opposite of what we would be intuitively inclined to do, and that is slow down. We've got to create space for that. We've got to slow down. And one of the examples, or three of the examples, that I start people out with, because when I say that when I'm working with a client, they look at me like I've grown two heads. What do you mean?
Of course, right. How are you getting everything done?
Exactly. Well, interesting enough, Christine, when we slow down, and I start them out with three things. Slow down the way you talk. Slow down the way you walk. Slow down the way you drive. And what happens is the mind becomes conscious about the fact, oh, I do drive fast, mm-hmm. or, oh, I do talk really fast. And it's not that you have to change that, well, except for the driving fast. It's that it brings your awareness to a pace. Uh-huh. And when we slow down enough, we create space where we can actually activate our mind in a way, our brain in a way, mm-hmm. where we can start to now attune to different stimulations.
So in a sense, it's like you're talking about being mindful in the midst of our busyness.
Yes. And often people say, well, mindfulness, that is a waste of time. I don't have time to be mindful. And then I get them back in my office and they say, I've got X amount of errors and miscommunications, and I don't understand why this is happening in my life. It's because when we're busy, we can't really focus on, or we choose not to focus on, those things that we want to create. Mm-hmm. We often choose to focus on the things that we're trying to avoid. Ooh. So one of the first things we want to do is figure out what we need to get what we want, because we're very focused on getting to the end of the day. But what do we want that day to feel like? Yeah. And why is that important? because we are not just about doing. Our feelings are there for a very important reason. Mm-hmm. And when we create time and space to connect with that, then we can start to edit all of that doing.
Right.
That is the key.
You know, I wish that I had learned this when my children were younger, because I feel like looking back, I spent way too much time sort of taking care of the home fires and my business. And it's like, whoa, that time flew by. And I really wished I had spent more time playing. I really wished I had spent more time just being. And yes, I did things with them. And yes, I read to them at bedtime, those sorts of things. And yet I feel like I missed out by being too busy.
Well, that's the interesting point, because many of the clients that I work with bring that up as well. And I raise my daughter mostly as a single mom, and mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying. You know, it's the pace. Get them to school. Take care of them. Make sure they get their doctor's appointments, their shots, all right. of these things that we do. And then, oh, that's right, I'm part of that equation. I need to take care of my health, my wellness. I need to exercise. Mm-hmm. All of these things that we are inclined to do. But we end up putting ourselves at the bottom of that list. And then when we move forward, and it becomes optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I want women to see, you know, again, a page from Men's Playbook that they're so good about, and again, a broad brush, and that is, this is essential for my wellness. Because, and we know it, if we take care of ourselves well, then not only will we feel better, we will be more able to take care of those that are in our charge,
yes.
namely our children and our significant relationships.
Right.
If we're always overgiving, Christine, then what are we doing to the other people? What experience are we sharing with the other people in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
We're taking away from them that phenomenal feeling when we do something nice for someone,
yeah.
when we are of service or being helpful to someone.
Yeah, that's
so
a really
good
point.
Very important that give and receive. We need to know that is important.
One of the things I love about your book is you talk about the different types of sort of emotional arenas that sort of help create women's busyness. And we have to go to a quick break, but when we return, we're going to talk more about how to break up with busy.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking today with Yvonne Talley, author of Breaking Up With Busy. Oh, you know, I just love the fact, Yvonne, that you're not just saying we need to shift our lives because we're too busy and it's getting things out of control, but there are reasons behind it, not just about the external world, but the internal world. Can you share with our listeners, first of all, how you discovered this yourself and what the categorizations are?
Yeah, well, there's quite a bit of demand now. It takes a lot to keep a life running, so to speak. And because so many women are doing this on their own and raising children, it becomes quite a big pot that we're trying to fill. I mean, I know from my own experience, here I was this organic eating, still am, exercising, positive thinking person, and I too found myself in the throes of trying to keep this pace continually going all the time. And I ignored all of those signs, you know, the sleepless nights, the crammed schedules, the saying yes to everything. And I was building a business and raising my daughter on my own. And before I knew it, I landed myself in the back of an ambulance headed to the hospital thinking I was having a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah, it was extremely frightening. Anyone that's had this happen, it was a panic attack. And I had never had one before. And knock on wood, thank you, I haven't had one since. But it was so intense and so big, I thought, if I can miss these signs, if I can miss these signs, then there's a bigger picture here. This is not just isolated to me. And quite frankly, Christine, I was embarrassed. I thought, you are a fraud, Yvonne. Here you're teaching people how to have this vibrant, healthy lifestyle. And what did you do? You went right down that road and missed everything and put your self-care at the end in the optional column and didn't even see this coming into your life.
And I love the way you describe in the book about when the paramedics are there dealing with you, you're worrying about how clean your home is.
That shows you just how messed up.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what type of overscheduled woman I am. I think it starts with a P. It's called perfectionist.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought, oh my gosh, my makeup isn't fully on. I have it on one eye and the dishes are in the sink. And I thought, if you can think about these things at a time like this, your priorities are severely out of whack.
Right.
So that set me on this journey to write this book.
Yeah, and I think that from the higher level perspective, I view it as absolute perfection because you're supposed to be teaching about this. So, yes, you were blindsided, but with great purpose behind it.
Thank you. So that perfectionist is one of the types of the overscheduled woman, and I call myself a recovering perfectionist.
Yeah, I'm working on that too, yeah.
And it's just, you know, we're highly driven. We accomplish numerous things at one time. We're methodical about things, but and we love beautiful things. So the good side, these are all the really resourceful characteristics, and we're dependable and prudent and decisive. When it becomes unresourceful for us and we get into those perfectionistic tendencies and they dominate several areas of our life, most of that is rooted in fear, which most things are, and it leads us into feeling frustrated, even can lead to depression and all these different types of negative impacts. So we often crave approval and praise. That's kind of our motivator. So our kind of self-care is to do what I call the SAFE, the S-A-F-E, F-E, and that is to say what you need and desire. Let your actions put your words into motion. Face those fears and walk through them and allow yourself to evolve. Say what you want, put it into action, and identify your fears and allow yourself to evolve. So that's a self-care thing that we can do to start to move out of that perfectionistic perfectionism all the time.
So in your personal example, how did you go about doing that?
Well, the first thing I did, Christine, is I am really about the small one step at a time approach. Uh-huh. And my mother used to always say, now, my mother was a woman who was raising six kids on her own and often working two jobs. So she always had this amazing attitude. So I feel very fortunate to have been brought up by someone who always saw the glass half full. Mm-hmm. And she taught me something. She said once when the family was going through a very difficult time, and she said, look, we're going to get through this. How do you eat an elephant? And we thought, okay, that doesn't make any sense to any of us. And she said, one bite at a time. Uh-huh. Now, what we mean by that is we take one small shift and change at a time. And so that's what I started to do. And the first thing I did, Christine, was my sleep. Mm-hmm. I thought I would walk into my office in the morning and I would say, oh, yeah, I'm good. I got by on 4.5 hours of sleep.
Uh-huh.
And what was I doing to my body? What was I doing to my brain? I wasn't even giving the proper nutrition to my brain, not much less my body and my health and wellness. So the first thing I shifted was my sleep, and I came up with a new, as they call it, sleep hygiene. I made sure I got a minimum of 7 hours of sleep, and when I tell my clients this, they say, well, I don't have time for that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you do. It has to be a priority. And when we look at it as a health and wellness, critical health and wellness practice, that can change our attitude towards it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to allow that that cellular restoration to take place. And so that was the first thing I shifted, sleep. Mm-hmm. And I started out with 15 extra minutes a night. That might not seem like a big thing, but I'm looking at sustainable shifts that can improve the quality of my life going forward.
So that was really a baby step then, only 15 minutes.
15 minutes, and I set my alarm clock across the room so they couldn't hit the snooze and go back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
15 minutes, that's what I started with. And then I added another 15 after 3 or 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And pretty soon my body started to adjust to it. And now everyone knows minimum 7 hours. That's what I make sure that I get. And I feel fantastic.
That's great.
The first shift.
So what else did you do for yourself?
The other thing I did was I really started to adopt, and this is in the book, what I call healthy boundaries. And I always say, you know, think of boundaries like handrails on a staircase. Everyone feels better when they're there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're not meant to keep people out, but they're meant to provide personal space.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, how am I going to do this? Well, I had to slow down enough. So the first thing that I did was I really brought my meditation back in on a regular basis. And I started with 3 minutes. And that's in the book, too. That's one of the essentials, is that three-minute meditation magic. Because I thought, if this is a practice that I want to bring into my life.
And anybody can get 3 minutes in.
3 minutes in. Because what are we, again, trying to do? We're trying to develop a practice that we can sustain.
Mm-hmm.
If I say to a client, okay, you haven't exercised in 20 years. I want you to exercise 30 minutes a day, and I want you to get your mind in place. So I want you to meditate 20 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might do that for 2, maybe 6 weeks,
uh-huh.
but then it's going to fall off. We have to develop the practice of wellness and mindfulness. So I started with my mindfulness, with my three-minute meditation magic. That quickly went up, and now it's 40 minutes every day. And I love it. It's like a friend waiting for me.
Uh-huh.
But meditation isn't necessarily something we do. It's a way of being. So that, Christine, shifted my life really dramatically. When I'm in a difficult or challenging situation, because I've developed this practice within me, and because my brain now can respond more effectively, you know, that prefrontal cortex, that's where we manage complex processing, like reasoning and logic and problem solving, all of that is recharged and refreshed in meditation.
Mm.
So this is why it's so critical to have this type of practice without guilt.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do it every day. Some days you might not be able to, but once you bring it into your life, you will notice that shift within you. That was another piece to it.
And one of the wonderful things about meditation, I think, is learning to sort of be detached and observe. And I know for me personally, that really helps me when I'm in a situation where I might get reactive about something, or need to set the boundaries that you're talking about, kind of like, well, what's going on here and why am I feeling like this? I'm noticing that I'm feeling this in my solar plexus. Huh, something's out of balance here. You know, that kind of observation really helps me to know when to set boundaries.
That's a really critical point that you bring to that as well, because in meditation, mindfulness meditation, guided meditation, whatever it may be, in life, when we can detach our emotional charge from the outcome, that is when we can remain present. Because when we get emotionally invested in the outcome, you can see this when people, I always use this as an example, the Super Bowl. You can see one person just enjoying the festivities and not being involved in it at all, and the other person might be jumping up and down on the couch because his team is losing.
Right.
Same situation, same experience, completely different experience for each person. It's an exaggerated example, but we can
it's
see what
one.
We mean by that.
Yeah.
So when we detach from that emotional outcome, our emotions from that outcome, then we can remain in that mindful space, in that observation, looking out. Or looking into the situation. And we do this quite a bit in NLP and neuro-linguistic programming. It's a technique to be in observation rather than being the person right in that space. Uh-huh. We need to be able to disconnect when necessary.
Right, right. We have to go to another quick break, but when we return, I'm going to want to hear a little bit more about your own process and then hear about the other types of emotional realms that sort of motivate people to be too busy. Stay tuned for more with Yvonne Talley here in just a few moments.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Dipped her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. By the way, if you're listening and you like what you're hearing, please get onto Facebook and like Christine Upchurch professional page that includes this show, and let us know. Make a comment that, you know, what you think about the show under the posting of Breaking Up with Busy. Or send us an email at info@christineupchurch.com. Love to hear from you. Okay, we are talking with Yvonne Talley, and yes, I think a lot of us want to break up with Busy, but people are feeling like, oh my gosh, if I break up with Busy, life will get out of control. What's your response to that, Yvonne?
My response is your life in control right now, and how do you define that? Because being busy is different than being productive, and we have to look at, what am I getting from this pace? Uh-huh. And we have to slow down enough to be able to even see what that is. So one of the ways that we can do that is what I call code your calendar and literally build in your just because times. You know, we're very good about putting the must on there, the things that we have to get done every day.
And shoulds, yes.
And this should, well, you know, and that's interesting because that one word right there, you know, I should break up with busy. If we change that one word and put, I could break up with busy.
Mm-hmm.
It changes everything for us. And I always want people to keep that in mind when they start talking about, well, I should go do this, I should do that, I should show up for this, I should show up for that.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about I could do that, and I could show up for this? Because that then allows us to have a space of time to consider, is this within my realm of what I want to create this day, this week, this month like?
Uh-huh.
Let's face it, we all have times in our lives when we are busy. And the difference is that busy used to be a piece of the afternoon. A busy week even would be a big stretch, or a busy morning. Now it's just gone from morning, noon to night, and there's no boundaries around it. So that's why that first piece of setting your healthy boundaries, and part of that is what I call flagging your feelings.
Mm.
Because when we get so busy, we forget what we feel like. And that's why we don't get that, we miss those points of interference, or we miss those points that we could actually slow down and say, oh, you know, I'm not feeling good about this. I am really tired today.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I have made a lot of mistakes or a lot of errors, and there's a lot of conflict and conversations. Those are all signals and signs that we're not paying attention because we're just too overwhelmed. We're too stretched.
Right. Right.
So flag your feelings. Be aware of those feelings. One of them is a yellow flag, means pause and evaluate. Yellow just means you're very close to your limits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the red flag, which we often overlook, is that's the sure sign that you've reached your limits and you need to pull back. You need to communicate firm but kind. Step away from the situation.
So
use clear communication.
So what does a red flag look like? Give us some examples.
Well, you can feel it. For instance, in a meeting, this happens quite often, where you're attached, you've got an emotion attached to the outcome because you're invested, and you start to feel that tightness in your chest. You'll even feel you may feel your face begin to heat up, even your ears, and you feel that tightness in your throat. These are all examples of how now you've got that adrenaline pumping through you, right? Because you are focused on getting your outcome. That's your red flag. That's when you need to assess. Stop and communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe we can't meet, maybe we can't leave the meeting, but I can tell you what you can do to redirect that energy. Start wiggling your toes. Just start wiggling your toes and your shoes. These are all little tiny micro things that we can do to start to create those big shifts going forward and those changes into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Use clear communication. you know, that's going to be mindful of the relationship. Is this my personal, intimate relationship with my partner, mm-hmm. my spouse, or is this my boss, or is this my underling? So be mindful first of that, and uh-huh. then be direct and empathetic, not defensive or accusatory.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all things that we can do if we're aware that these are actually tools that we can use. But if we are really wrapped up into our emotions, we've got to take a deep breath.
Yeah, yeah.
So deep breath.
So you say that the emotions are actually a guide, and part of the guidance is about when we're at a red flag moment or a yellow flag moment.
Yes, we want to catch it at the yellow flag. We don't want to get to the red flag.
Uh-huh.
The red flag is the back of the ambulance on the way to the hospital. We want to stay in the yellow flag.
Right.
So if we are in tune to our feelings, again, if we're so busy, we're going to ignore those, but you won't be able to ignore them forever. Either your health will be affected or your relationships. Mm-hmm. And if I could just make a point about that, you know, when busy pushes its way into our significant relationships, there's really little room left for that emotional intimacy to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to allow ourselves to be present, vulnerable, and aware of our needs and the needs of our partners. So if we're distracted by our pursuits, shifting our priorities so that our significant other falls behind those pursuits, then we start to disconnect.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, it's unlikely that we're going to feel, that we will feel raised up or our partners will feel raised up and invigorated in our relationships if we're tired, distracted, and feeling unsupported.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens when busy pushes in. And it will. Yeah. It's a bully. Busy's a bully. It's the big, strong one. And it will push its way in because of that allure, that false sense of importance. You are important as you are, not because of what you do.
Yeah, that's really important. Please repeat that.
You are important because of what you are, who you are, not the doing, not because of what you do.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you were talking about how, you know, one category of the overscheduled woman, as you call it, is the perfectionist. And you discussed a little bit about your own personal journey, kind of breaking up with busy as a perfectionist. What are some of the other kind of emotional realms that motivate us to remain too busy?
Well, you know, a lot of this is there's this recognition. You know, we desire to be... At the end of the day, two things. We all desire to be happy,
mm-hmm.
and we all want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
This is something that we share as human beings. This is something that every person that you walk down the street has that same feeling, has that same desire. Maybe there's one out of a, I don't know, but we want to be happy, and we want to feel appreciated. Now, that shows up different for all of us,
mm-hmm.
and it might show up in our need for recognition. It might show up in our need for having love, having that constant reassurance that we are loved and we are accepted and that we're worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows up differently for all of us, and that's what sets up those traps. Those traps get set up in the shoulds.
Uh-huh.
But some of the profiles, we talked about the perfectionist, on the really at the end here is this alpha. I love the alpha. She's a natural-born leader, magnetic personality, strong-minded.
Uh-huh.
She loves a challenge, very resilient and passionate about what she's doing, highly motivated,
uh-huh.
and which are all really great characteristics, especially when it comes to living, you know, being in the professional world.
Right.
When that becomes unresourceful for her, and her thing is she has this fear of being average. And because many times what's happened is she's had maybe overindulgent or overcritical parents.
Uh-huh.
And this is where it starts for all of us, right, is our early upbringing with whoever's caring for us.
Yeah.
And so she wants to stay out of that. That pushes her to be really extreme in the things that she does, which work well. But when this fear of failing gets in her way and she becomes overly competitive, overly aggressive or overly domineering, that's when she begins to push people away.
Mm-hmm.
So her kind of self-care, and we can all use this, is to lighten up. You know, one way that she can do that is put herself in a safe yet vulnerable situation with her, what I call the inner circle. These are people that she knows and trusts, and just kind of not be in charge of something and within that realm of that inner circle, those people that she can really trust, and get comfortable with just allowing her to be vulnerable and not always having all the answers.
Yeah,
this will help people come closer.
Yeah, to be vulnerable for somebody like that is a huge step.
Huge step. So we want to, what do we want to do? We want to begin with a small step and a small shift.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get used to what that feels like inside of us.
Yeah. So let your good friends choose the movie and where to go afterwards.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's an excellent example.
Okay. All right. So what other profiles are there?
So we have the optimist, the time optimist, and we have the sorority sister. So the time optimist is, you know, I find some of that in me as well. Like, oh, I can get one more thing done.
Me too.
Exactly. But when it gets really in our way is when we don't set any boundaries. And then we start to, you know, we get into those that over-promising because we really believe, or she really believes that she can get it all done. And what ends up happening is she often cancels at the last minute, and she might even be late as a regular part of her function of the day. And she doesn't even realize how that's affecting the other people because she doesn't have any ill intent. She's got things to get done. And one of the great things about this woman is she can take a project and she can run that thing right through and make sure that it's done really well all the way through. She's just got too many irons in the fire.
Right.
That's what gets her tucked into this space where she starts to feel overwhelmed and also feels really as though the people that she's sharing her life with, it gets distorted in a way where she starts to feel almost resentful about them. What do you mean? Why are you upset with me for being late? Don't you realize I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z to make X, Y, and Z happen?
That's
how that gets set up.
Right. And we'll talk about the sorority sisters here in just a few moments, but stay tuned for more about Breaking Up with Busy.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having way too much fun on the break with Benny and Yvonne Talley. And Yvonne, before we go any further in this conversation, this hour is flying by. I want to make sure our listeners know how they can connect with you and something about your upcoming events.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, you can connect with me on all social media, but the big connection is on my website at Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E. Tally.com, and that's T-A-L-L-Y, and I have a vibrant living workshop beginning today. It's called Discovering Your Potential, so you can go to my website and get information for that, and of course, everything else that I might be doing is on there as well.
So tell me just a little bit more about Discovering Your Potential.
Yeah, so the way that I split it out is the first thing we want to look at, again, is these small steps, discovering your potential, and really bringing in to your view your attributes about what it is that you bring to this life. And then the second one is developing your power, and there's six of them that I talk about, because at the end of the day, our goal is to deploy our passion in life. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the whole workshop is about.
Yeah, and I think we lose sight of that sometimes when we are immersed in the details of our daily lives.
Yes, well, in the business, because there's a difference. There's the business of life, uh-huh. and then there's life.
Right.
And that's the joyful time. And when I talk about, you know, coding your calendar, those musts, we spend 14 hours a day in that category. Those are all the chores. Ooh. And then the wants, these are the things that represent our long-range goals and lifestyle additions. But the thing we forget is the just because. Uh-huh. So I tell people, code that into your calendar. Those are the things that you do because it brings you joy without
right.
judgment. Drop the guilt. Enjoy uh-huh. the day just because. Connect with a friend. Just because. Uh-huh. Get that good hit of dopamine and oxytocin when you laugh and you're joyful. That's life.
Yes, indeed. It's interesting. I remember hearing a statistic about sociologists were evaluating some tribe, it's a hunter-gatherer tribe, and they were able to assess that on average, each individual of that tribe worked 12 hours per week, and the rest of the time was social, it was about connecting, it was about dance, playing music. And I'm thinking something must have gotten really out of whack if we've gone from the hunter-gatherer situation like that with all that free time to where we're at right now.
Which is attack mode. And that's what's building up that cortisol. That's why we're seeing issues with diabetes and heart rate, blood pressure, all of these things. And that's mm-hmm. why I always go back to that 3-minute meditation. Because, you know, and there's something else, Christine, too. It's this disconnection from nature. When you talk about 12 hours a week and the social aspect of it, we know now that's the number one health consideration for long-term wellness is to have your social interactions with people that are meaningful in your life on a daily basis. You know, I always
right.
say 8 hugs a day. That's what you need for good mental health. That's
uh-huh.
important.
Uh-huh.
And also this deep breath when we walk out into nature. All of our senses are stimulated. You know, when we're sitting in a cube at work, we can't get the smell or the freshness or our eyes can't be, you know, laid on the beauty of what nature brings to us. And mm-hmm. when we walk out into nature and we take that deep breath,
yeah.
we stimulate something called the vagus nerve, which triggers our nervous system to lower our heart rate, lower our blood pressure, and decrease that cortisol, which is being pumped through us because we are in that attack fight or flight mode so much now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hunt and gather a little bit more.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Get your baskets ready. It's time to hunt and gather.
Yeah, and I think that I think of things from an energetic, vibrational perspective.
Yes.
And one of the things that's so wonderful about nature is everything in nature, except for us humans, tends to be very present with what is. It's like they're in the here and now. It's in the here and now. And yet we humans are worrying about the past. We're worrying about the future, got anxiety, as opposed to being in the present moment. And that present moment is where we sort of embrace what is. And that's where true change can occur from.
Yes, because when we're distracted, well, we know the law of attraction, you know, what we focus on is what we create.
Uh-huh.
One of the first things I share with people is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what you want, not what you fear. And that's that what if.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the past, it's already done. There's nothing you can do to change that. The future hasn't even happened yet. Yes, you can plan for the future, but living, you know, we can't live mindfully in the moment every single day, day in, day out.
Sure.
But we can certainly have that is as part of our practice to be mindful and to enjoy the life that you have right now. You know, when we stop and we have that sense of gratitude leads to happiness, not
mm-hmm.
the other way around.
Yeah.
So those little tiny spaces, those 1 to 3 minutes that we can just, like you said, become mindful, breathe, take a breath, and what am I grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
And that will shift your whole chemistry and your ability to focus and find solutions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in just a couple of minutes, Yvonne, can you share like a high-level message for the women and the other and the men who are too busy as well?
Yes, first take a nice deep breath and clear the path that you want to live in this life. How do you want to live it? What do you desire? Slow down enough to keep your big picture front and center. And yes, that may mean to begin that practice of 2 or 3 minutes of meditation each day so that you can begin to be in your life with who you are meant to be. And, you know, I always say start your day with a mantra. That will help you stay focused on what you want,
such as
not what you're trying to avoid. Very powerful, easy thing to do.
What kind of mantra? Can you give us some examples?
You know, for me, I have one each day, and sometimes it might be the same one over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But for me today, mine was, I choose to be grateful and I choose to see happiness. That
mm-hmm.
was mine for today.
Uh-huh.
There's been many times, you know, I've been in business with my best friend now for 18 years. We begin our morning with a meditation. It's
uh-huh.
a 1 minute meditation,
uh-huh.
and we focus on what we want to create from a financial aspect.
Uh-huh.
Then we go in 1 minute about how we want to feel this day.
Right.
And then we go 1 minute into gratitude. So it can be different for everyone. But use what you want to bring into your life as a framework for the mantra that you set up, because that will sink into that subconscious, and you'll be amazed at how you begin to look for things to complete, to start and to complete that story.
Uh-huh.
And that story is, what do I want?
Yes. And one of the things I love is that you do think it's important for us to choose about our feelings. And oftentimes when people are working on manifesting, they focus on their goal, the external thing, whether it's a relationship, you know, improved finances, you know, a business goal. You're talking about the importance of feelings.
Oh, so important, because we have forgotten so much of that. And the only time we really get into our feelings quite often is when we're frustrated.
Mm.
I'm so angry. I'm so yeah. frustrated. That's when we engage with our feelings. There's so much importance to experiencing joy. No matter where you are in your life,
uh-huh.
you may be going through a really difficult time, and you might be saying, are you kidding? How can I find joy? Joy is everywhere. We just have to choose to see it.
Mm-hmm. I've loved this conversation today, Yvonne, and I love your book. Again, it's called Breaking Up with Busy, Yvonne Talley, YVONNETALLY.com. You know, Yvonne, I think that I know a whole lot of women and probably a couple of men as well who really need to read this. And so, again, how can people access the book?
Well, we're in this together, so yes, men and women together.
Mm-hmm.
We can access the book on all of the online sites, Amazon included, bookstores, and from my website as well.
All right, and they've got the ebook on Amazon as well, I noticed. So again, Yvonne Talley, Breaking Up with Busy, and I want to remind everybody about my website as well. You can share this archive from ChristineUpchurch.com. You can also find your way to my TEDx talk. My recent TEDx talk is on the homepage of ChristineUpchurch.com. That'll take you to the YouTube video. If you've ever felt like an outsider, I've got sort of a shift in perspective, which I start to identify various hidden gifts from feeling like an outsider. Thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.